Someone is leaving explicit photos around Walt Disney World Resort hotels yet again.
Oh no.
At VinceG222 tweeted this photo.
There's her.
We'll take the drawings, auction them off, and raise money for autism.
It's amazing. That's
very awesome. Cool.
Great work, Tiger.
There you go, Tiger.
Does he happen to decorate coffee shops?
Hold on, wait, no. Hold on. This is supposed to be a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for January 16th, 2023. Since the Walt Disney World Resort hotels started reopening to guests after the closure due to the COVID-19 pandemic, housekeeping services had to be periodically adjusted due to labor shortages and other issues. And as Walt Disney World continues to adapt to meet the needs of guests, the decision has been made to reinstate full housekeeping services at all deluxe Walt Disney World Resort hotels as of January 15th. Note that select deluxe hotels already reinstated the service, including Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House. Here is the updated housekeeping schedule that will be in place as of today. Deluxe resorts will receive daily full housekeeping services. Moderate resorts and value resorts will receive every other day full housekeeping services. Disney Vacation Club members staying at DVC resorts will continue to receive housekeeping services based on their length of stay. Disney Vacation Club members and their guests may purchase additional housekeeping services by visiting the front desk or contacting housekeeping via their in-room phone. Full housekeeping services, of course, includes making the bed, replacing towels and amenities, cleaning the bathroom, emptying the trash and recycling, and tidying the room by dusting, wiping counters, and vacuuming. As a reminder, guests may still choose to decline housekeeping service at any time during their stay by opting out during the online check-in process, speaking with a cast member, or by placing the room occupied sign on their guest room door. Should guests require additional housekeeping amenities or have specific housekeeping requests, they may visit the front desk or contact housekeeping via their in-room phone. I have been astonished by the online discourse about this and how many people don't want housekeeping at all during their vacation. I don't know. I never have time, it feels like, to clean my home. And so the fact that I go away and every day I come back, the place is clean and the bed is made, I really like that. That is something I don't get as a grown man who lives alone. That's not something I get to come home to. And so I like that. I know a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't care. I don't know. Let us know in the comments. Still, I think it is ridiculous what they're charging for moderates and values even, and still not giving full housekeeping. That seems a bit unfair to me, but hopefully it'll be back at all of them soon. Splash Mountain at the Magic Kingdom is set to end its 30-year run at the park on January 22nd, 2023, but the entire ride may not make it until then. As anticipation begins for the end of one of the most iconic rides in the history of Disney theme parks, one of its most recognizable props has gone missing. Generations of parkgoers have walked past this particular sign, warning them that they may in fact get wet aboard this wild log flume in Frontierland. But sadly, it seems no one may get to see this sign again. The sign is completely gone now from this wall in the queue where it has sat since 1992. There's no word on what happened. The word on the street is that someone tried to take it. They were apprehended and returned the sign. So it's sitting backstage. That's just the rumor. Nothing official has been said at this point, but this does not surprise me in the least. I wouldn't be surprised if people just start grabbing stuff wherever. And this stuff is bolted down, but I think people really love this attraction. And people are going to just start yanking on stuff. I will never forget the closing of Disney Quest. I feel like people took anything and everything out of that place and no one cared. I just watched people rip signs off doors, all kinds of crazy stuff. So Let the countdown begin. We have a week left of Splash Mountain at Walt Disney World, and we will see, I'm sure, in this era of all these crazy stories we get, something is going to happen, right? Something insane is going to happen. But if you at home want to mark the end of Splash Mountain, we have very few of these left. We ordered a second run, which we almost never do of any of our shirts. But Carousel Products does have a last chance to splash shirt. You'll probably get this in 3 to 4 days if you're coming for the end of the ride. It could get here in time. Also, if you're going out to Disneyland anytime in the future, they don't even have a closing date yet. So this shirt would be perfect for out on the West Coast as well. So pick up your last chance to splash shirt, $22 from carouselproducts.com. I've been told it's our best shirt. I've worn it. It's super soft and really comfy, and I love it. And many of you have sent in your photos of your final ride on Splash Mountain ever wearing this shirt, which I think is the coolest thing that we get to be a part of your last ride. That's super awesome. Please keep doing that. The character meet and greets of Pete's Silly Sideshow have returned to the Magic Kingdom this weekend after almost 3 years' absence. Guests are once again able to meet Minnie Magnifique, Daisy Fortuna, the astounding Donaldo, and the great Goofini. And for those unaware, this is a chance to meet Minnie Mouse, Daisy Duck, Donald Duck, and Goofy in special costumes themed to Storybook Circus in Fantasyland. The fun begins with the authentic Calliope outside, one which used to be displayed on Main Street USA at Disneyland Paris before it was moved to the Magic Kingdom. It's a real thing, by the way. Banners outside advertise the characters guests can meet once under the big top. Hours may change, but currently the characters are available from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And there are two separate queues, one to meet both Daisy and Minnie, and the other to meet Donald and Goofy. The characters do not appear together in one photo, though. You can only meet one at a time, but you get to meet two consecutively after waiting in a queue. Of course, the queue and backdrops are full of fun references to Disney's past and beyond. The giant Pete head in the queue, a reference to the heyday of Coney Island. And Imagineers lent pretty hard into references to Epcot's former Maelstrom attraction with If You Seek Beauty, Enchantment, and Charm, you may remember, before the boat ride was replaced by Frozen Ever After, began with a faceless narrator stating that those who seek the spirit of Norway face peril and adventure, but more often find beauty and charm. And as you enter Pete's Silly Sideshow, points to Daisy and Minnie. It says, beauty and charm is that way, and peril and adventure are the way to Donald and Goofy. A very cute reference. Minnie is once again Magnifique as a poodle trainer in the Storybook Circus, while Daisy Fortuna is a fortune teller in this particular appearance. A word of warning, there are no photo pass photographers inside Pete's Silly Sideshow. They have installed those dreaded automated cameras that will be activated soon. Thankfully, a character attendant is there and can take your photo with your personal device if you need it. The first character you'll encounter on the other side is Goofy as a daredevil stunt performer, the great Goofini, and the astounding Donaldo, of course, telling us he is number one. Great to see this back at the park. The last series of the Vault Collection keeps on delivering with a new 25th anniversary bomber jacket coming in just in time for a winter trip to Walt Disney World. It's cold enough for this jacket right now. We found this at the Port of Entry in Epcot. I think it's also at the Vault store at Magic Kingdom, though. The bomber jacket is $89.99. It's a navy bomber jacket with a red metal button snap. A front enclosure. It also has pockets and a 25th anniversary logo embroidered on the front chest, complete with Sorcerer Mickey as he was depicted in 1996. The back of the jacket, though, I was just talking about this last time we talked about 25th merchandise. This was like the missing link for me. Has that full version of the 25th logo we hadn't seen with Mickey, Simba, Lumiere, Genie, and Goofy in front of Cinderella's carriage, of course, which was all over that 25th anniversary merchandise. This is a very cool jacket. I desperately need one. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. The Epcot International Festival of the Arts kicked off this weekend, and of course we were there to cover it all. For links to reviews of every single food booth, be sure to head on over to wdwnt.com/arts/2023. We have links to all the booths. You want to check out our thoughts of every single item you can eat and drink. We also have comprehensive tours of the Odyssey, which of course has this stunning tribute to Figment and the original attraction. There's a video of the new Figment Beacon of Magic show, which is fully a nod to the 1983 ride and the art sequence of that, which I I'm not ashamed to say I teared up a little bit watching that. And of course, so much more, all at WDWNT.com. Anything and anything you want to know from the Festival of the Arts, we went and photographed every art booth so you can see what everyone has for sale. Everything and anything and everything at WDWNT.com. Themed canopies have been installed over a walkway in Journey of Water inspired by Moana at Epcot. The orange canopies hang from the brown archway and poles installed last month. The other poles in the area are still wrapped in plastic. Those are for lamps. The canopies won't cover the entire attraction, but will provide shade for this section. Trees and tall rock structures will help provide shade elsewhere. The top of the canopies are solid colored, but there are patterns on the bottom, which face guests. From the ground, we can see the underside of the canopies, which feature a dark brown or black pattern. The pattern includes stripes of arrows, waves, shells, and fish, reminiscent of Maui's tattoos and traditional Polynesian artwork. And here's a look at the concept art featuring the canopies. You can see what they look like in the art as opposed to real life. And guests will enter the attraction near the rock featuring Tafiti's swirl, which is visible beyond a tree. Walt Disney World has released an image and details for the new annual pass holder exclusive Dumbo magnet, which will be available for pickup at Epcot. The magnet features Dumbo in his yellow hat and red collar. The D-shaped border reading Walt Disney World annual pass holder is pink. Pass holders will be able to pick up their complimentary Dumbo magnet at the Creation Shop from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. from January 18th to February 20th while supplies last. There will be no virtual queue. Each pass holder must present their valid annual pass card, linked to Magic Band or Disney Magic Mobile Pass, and government-issued photo ID to receive their magnet. We are inching ever so close to the long-awaited opening of the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue Restaurant in Toy Story Land. The project was announced in 2019 and unfortunately delayed by COVID. The restaurant is now set for a spring 2023 grand opening. From a distance, now unobstructed, we see that some Toy Story friends and a facade have been painted onto the giant cardboard box that houses the restaurant. The building itself does scream Chapek-era Disney in that it is pretty much a concrete box with no windows. They'll be clearer from the restaurant's entrance than they are from the pathways of Toy Story Land thanks to these lighting structures, but nonetheless, we can see Jessie, Wheezy, and Bo Peep in a form drawn by a child in crayon. We assume the artist to be Andy, of course. Jessie is armed with a giant fork, Wheezy has his microphone, and Bo Peep is harder to see behind a sandwich flag, but she's there. Additional sandwich flags dot the roofline. And as you can see, based on the art, the real-life building has already taken a departure from the concept art, perhaps a product of having multiple delays to rethink what was designed for the exterior. Now, sort of a drawn-on Western facade, which is kind of comical because the original plans for Toy Story Land had a real sort of toy Western facade, like a saloon, in this spot. And then in the end, of course, it got chapeked, if you will, into this concrete box. And now they're just drawing the saloon onto the front of this building. Man, if you ever wanted to eat in the Toy Story Mania queue, this is going to be your opportunity. I don't know what else to say about this. I'm hopeful, but I'm not. This is like the last holdout of an era I want to forget. We'll see what happens. The Tree of Life at Disney's Animal Kingdom will be spruced up with a repainting beginning Sunday, January 15th. Though repainting will mostly take place overnight, some structures connected to the project, such as the scaffolding and platforms, may be in view during guest hours. During the refurbishment, select walking trails around the Tree of Life may also be temporarily closed. No end date has been set as of the publishing of our article. We assume the 25th anniversary of Animal Kingdom is coming up on April 22nd. It would make sense that this is a project related to that. And so I assume, again, complete total guess, we assume this will be done by April. Disney has announced the dates for the 2023 Disney Vacation Club Moonlight Magic events at the Walt Disney World theme parks. It'll take place on February 8th and 15th at Epcot. It'll be held on May 11th and September 13th at Hollywood Studios. It'll be on July 11th and August 2nd at Animal Kingdom and at Typhoon Lagoon on May 23rd and August 23rd. 2 weeks after the grand opening of the Carousel Coffee at Disney's Boardwalk Inn, a few more decorations have been added to the otherwise bland shop. Don't get your hopes up, folks. The Carousel Coffee is located in the lobby, replacing Dundee Sundries, which closed permanently in October. A black and white photo of Cinderella Castle has replaced Goofy riding the Mad Tea Party. It's a weird choice to replace that so quickly. The photo wouldn't be much more than a stock photo of the castle, except it features Julie Andrews standing at the entrance, putting this at the grand opening special for Walt Disney World. We don't know what she has to do with boardwalks, carousels, or coffee, but this is a somewhat more historical photo. Is it an improvement? I don't know. A table and two chairs had also been added to the weird abandoned nook to one side of the coffee shop. Honestly, these are thematic. They look in theme. They look good there. This is a good change. But then another framed photo of Julie Andrews performing during the grand opening is nearby. This one, though, actually does feature the Prince Charming Regal Carousel, which was then known as Cinderella's Golden Carousel. Also new is an overhead photo of the Mad Tea Party at Disneyland. The next change comes in the seating area, where, oh boy, they've added tiny succulents in marble pots to the tables. There's multiple different types of succulents, some pink, some red, and some green. The coffee shop is currently scheduled to be open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. You can check out our review of the cinnamon bun frozen blended coffee, the crunch raspberry Danish, and the Mickey mini sugar cookies on our website. Also, there's a video here on YouTube. I don't know who decided that black and white photos would really solve the problem of an all-gray interior. It kind of does the opposite. I don't know. I like the table and chairs is a big step in the right direction, but I don't think this can be fixed. I think you'd have to tear it down and kind of start over. It is ugly. It is an ugly, ugly space. The new version of Frozen Ever After coming to Hong Kong Disneyland will have an updated Elsa audio animatronic, along with maybe all the other animatronics in the ride, that do not have projected faces. Arendelle World of Frozen is currently under construction at Hong Kong Disneyland. In addition to wandering oaken sliding sleighs, a new roller coaster, it'll also have a copy of Frozen Ever After, which replaced Maelstrom at Epcot in 2016. That's right, at both Hong Kong Disneyland and in Paris, they're building a ride from 1988 again. It's pretty wild. HKDL Fantasy shared a video of the new Elsa audio animatronic of the Hong Kong version of the ride. It does look very similar to the Elsa animatronic coming to Fantasy Springs at Tokyo DisneySea, which is, believe it or not, that is a different Frozen ride because they like to spend money there and do different things. But of course, the big difference is no projected face, all of the features of the face built in. This, of course, there were years of feedback after this, and we had heard this some time ago that both the Hong Kong version and even the Walt Disney Studios Paris version are going to have these new figures with the actual faces. The question is, will they come around to Epcot? Are they going to, for the sake of guest satisfaction, eventually install these figures in the Epcot ride? I tend to think it will eventually happen. I think they know it's a problem. That's why it got fixed for these other ones, and I don't think it would be the biggest investment to make this fix, and I have faith in current management that they probably will. Unlike the other five Disney resorts around the world, Tokyo Disney Resort has entirely stayed away from Marvel and its characters, with no character presence, no merchandise, no anything from the iconic comic book franchise having ever been available until now. Starting next month, guests staying at the Disney Ambassador Hotel can enjoy a new Marvel-themed room for a limited time. For stays from February 2nd to August 31st, guests can select the new Marvel Special Room, Avengers Heroes United. The new room features special furnishings and artwork that give the impressions of the iconic heroes. Front and center in the room are the beds, which feature a special bed runner and skirt with the symbols of the different Avengers heroes, including Iron Man, Captain America, Black Panther, and more. A large mural covers the other side of the room, which features Iron Man, Captain America, Ant-Man, the Wasp, Black Panther, and Captain Marvel. A special decorative pillow is also on each bed with Captain America's shield on one side, on the back bearing the Marvel logo and Disney Ambassador Hotel wordmark. Guests are free to take this pillow home as a souvenir of their stay. How nice is that? There's also a special room key with the Marvel logo to commemorate, which you can also take home. And as well, as always, there are postcards given out, which is a Tokyo Disney Resort Hotel tradition, one that actually used to be a Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort tradition until, you know, money. Complimentary Disney Plus access will also be given to guests during their stay through the hotel TV. The room starts at about 54,000 yen. It's about $414 a night. Reservations open up through April 18th on January 18th at 1 p.m. Japan Standard Time. Dates from April 19th to May 31st will open 3 months in advance, as with all other hotel rooms available at the resort. Of course, there are numerous other themed rooms at the Ambassador Hotel. This isn't the first time they've done this, which often sees lower occupancy compared to some of the other hotels. So they have rooms themed to Mickey, Donald, and of course, a room tour you can watch right here on our channel, the adorable Chippendale themed room. Go check that out. Judy Hopps has replaced Thumper as the rabbit character in the Garden of the 12 Friends at Shanghai Disneyland. The Zodiac Garden has mosaics of characters representing each animal in the Chinese zodiac, like Remy the rat and Maximus for the horse. Shanghai Disneyland Imagineer Leah Mai shared photos on Instagram of the new Judy Hopps mosaic created just in time for the Year of the Rabbit. A plaque with her name is above Judy's mosaic. She's depicted on the train arriving in Zootopia. A Zootopia-themed land, of course, is currently under construction at Shanghai Disneyland. It was supposed to open this year. There's no word on if that's going to happen or not. And now you're looking at a photo of what the mosaic was before the Thumper mosaic, a photo from when I went to Shanghai Disney. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can also support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching you make the show happen every week. Also, a quick shout out, WDW News Tonight is back this week on Thursday at 9 p.m. on our other channel. That's WDWNT TV for all your Disney Parks entertainment needs. And it is a very special show this week in that we have the return of the full edition of The Price is Right, which will be all themed to the Epcot International Festival of the Arts. We'll be giving a farewell to Splash Mountain. And we have a very special big surprise that'll change the whole face of the show moving forward. So make sure you tune in this week, 9 p.m. Eastern. And of course, it's available to watch anytime after that on the WDWNT TV channel. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a WIGS member to get access to a bonus post-show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.